Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q3 and 9 months FY25 conference call of Truecar Finance Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on the touchtone phone. Please note that this conference may contain forward-looking statements about the company based on the beliefs, opinions and expectations of the management as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantee of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Now I would like to hand over the conference to Mr. Rohan Juneja, Managing Director and CEO from Truecar Finance Limited. Accompanying him from the management will be Mr. Sanjay Kukreja, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Gaurav Bhargava, Business Head, Gold Loans. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Welcome to everyone for our earnings call for the quarter ended December 2024. For the quarter, we reported earnings of 12.3 million versus 12.1 million in the previous quarter. For 9 months fiscal 2025, we reported earnings of 38.3 million versus 58.6 million in 9 months 2024. While the last two quarters have brought on some challenges, including tighter market liquidity conditions and a cautious credit environment that has led to slower growth, we remain committed to our core belief of supporting underserved and underbanked MSMEs, including clean energy-led MSME businesses. While growth has slowed, we have seen lower slippages and higher recoveries in the December quarter relative to September, which is an encouraging sign that we hope to continue building on. Interest income of 489 million grew 65% year over year, supported by AUM growth of 36% year over year. Quarter over quarter, interest income declined by 3% due to lower disbursements, which were 2.18 billion in the quarter, versus 2.68 billion in September and 3 billion in the December quarter of last year. The decline was due to a more selective credit approach coupled with tighter liquidity in the NBFC sector. While interest income declined modestly quarter on quarter, our net interest margin, which was a pain point for us in fiscal 23 and 24, has now risen for three consecutive quarters to 8.7%, versus 8.2% in September 2024 and 6.7% in December 2023. For 9 months of the year, our NIM was 7.7% versus 4.7% in 9 months of fiscal 24, which has resulted from a more calibrated approach adopted last year in doing business over a certain yield and also increasing share of business from our lending as a service partnerships, which today contributes to 45% of AUM. Assets under management stood at 11.5 billion, up from 8.5 billion a year ago, but down from 12.2 billion in September 24. 61% of our AUM comprises of gold loans, 33% in MSME business loans, and 5% in income-generating green energy loans, which together are 38% of AUM in non-gold loans. Going forward, majority of the growth in non-gold loans will be driven by secured green energy financing, with disbursements in the unsecured MSME portfolio continuing to decline, as we have seen in the last few quarters. Prioritizing disbursements in secured green energy financing, along with digital loan processing, will drive sturdy disbursements and portfolio expansion, while ensuring strong control on risk mitigation through direct tie-ups with OEMs and dealers. Coming to specifics on product, the gold loan business has an active customer base of more than 57,000 and an average ticket size of 0.13 million. The tenure of these loans at origination is usually 12 months, but the average maturity on the books is typically 6 to 7. Our team has disbursed more than 40 billion to over 322,000 borrowers over the last 4 years. Gross NPAs in the gold loan book are just over 1%. In the December quarter, we recovered 8 million in gold GNPA accounts, while in the first half of this quarter so far, we have already recovered more than 7 million in gold NPAs. We anticipate further recoveries of 10 to 15 million by the end of this current quarter. Additionally, for gold loans taken to auction due to these loans turning NPA. We have recovered more than 106% of principal and interest due and therefore refunded excess amounts to borrowers. In MSME business loans, including income-generating green finance loans, we have an active borrower base of almost 34,000 customers and an average ticket size of 0.11 million. Gross NPAs in this portfolio are down 33 million from the previous quarter due to higher recoveries of 68 million versus 9 million in September 2024. From Jan 1 until today, we have recovered an additional 32 million, which is an encouraging sign. Slippages were also lower at 34 million in the December quarter versus 126 million in September 2024. Enhanced collection and legal initiatives are helping reduce slippages and increase recoveries. Also, our tech-enabled collection module is supporting the improvement in collection efficiency. Gross NPAs on the entire book stood at 2.8% versus 2.6% in September 2024. Please note that on an absolute basis, gross NPAs went up only 2.2%, but on a percentage basis, gross NPAs are higher because the AUM has declined from 12.2 billion to 11.5 billion in the quarter. If the AUM were to have stayed flat, gross NPAs would have been flat on a percentage basis as well. As mentioned earlier, gross NPAs in the non-gold book saw a steady quarter-on-quarter improvement due to lower slippages and improved recoveries. Total slippages in the quarter were 83 million versus 162 million in September 2024, while recoveries in the quarter stood at 76 million versus 12 million in September 24. We are hopeful of this trend continuing with enhanced efforts on collections and litigation. Lastly, the debt-to-equity ratio declined to 2.6x from 2.8x in the previous quarter, while the capital adequacy ratio stood at 26% versus 25.3% in September 24. With that, we now open the call for questions and answers.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Soham Shah from KRS Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much for giving me this opportunity to clarify my queries. My first question is that we have seen the decrease in AUM quarter on quarter, decrease in quarterly disbursement, and also the number of branches. May I know what is the reason for these decreases, and what are we doing to make them stable or increase them in the next coming quarters?
Decrease in AUM, disbursement and AUM has been due to a tighter liquidity environment, which is overall for the NBFC space. In terms of branches, there's been some amount of consolidation with the branches just so that the AUM per branch would go up and the profitability of the branch could be reached in much better fashion. This consolidation has happened largely in two geographies, which is in Madhya Pradesh and in Delhi, where 3 to 4 branches have been consolidated. In terms of what we can do going forward, obviously one is, the liquidity environment has to turn more favorable, and number two is certain other strategic initiatives that we are working on, which hopefully we'll be able to tell you more about by the end of this month.
Okay, understood. Are we also working on the technology in disbursement of funds, any technology platform, or is it mainly through our branches?
So we do all the disbursement, majority of the disbursements obviously in the gold loan business are through the branches, but the entire process is tech-enabled. So when a customer walks into a branch, the entire application process is through a tech-enabled process at the branches. For the non-gold loan business, we have feet on street, and along with that we also have a digital platform where applications are put into the digital platform through which they come to the credit team, and then based on the decisioning from the credit team along with the personal discussion, the money is dispersed to them digitally.
All right, understood. That's good. Also, I've noticed that the fees and commission income has steeply decreased to almost 1/3, and it has kept decreasing since the same quarter last year. So could you please maybe clarify or put light on this? What is this income and why has it been decreasing?
Yeah, sure. The fees and commission income saw a big decline in the quarter because we had a BC relationship with Shivalik Small Finance Bank in the gold loan product. Unfortunately, from August, that relationship, we had to stop business given the fact that with the RBI guidelines, in a BC relationship on gold loans, the gold had to be kept with the partner who's contributing the capital, which is the bank. So doing business on that basis where the gold had to be kept with the BC partner was very cumbersome. Prior to that, the gold was kept in or just kept in our branches. So you didn't have any income from the BC partnership in this quarter, and that's how it will be going forward.
Okay. How about the promoter selling? Because since the past 1.5 years, the promoter, I would say, stake has reduced to almost half. That is kind of, you know, reducing the confidence of investors in the company if the promoter is continuously selling. Any comments on that?
I would not like to, the company would not like to comment on the promoter stake sale. We're here, you know, running the business on a day-to-day basis as part of management. And whatever questions you have on the company, happy to answer. But on promoter stake sale, unfortunately, I would not be able to comment.
Okay. And my last question is regarding the partners for LAAS. We have been having 6 partners according to the presentation. Any news or, you know, any expectation of new partners adding up in the coming quarters?
Nothing for now. If there's something that we need to, if there's a certain addition, etc., we would definitely let market participants know by the way of an exchange filing, but nothing on the anvil right now.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much for clarifying my questions and good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aniket Kulkarni from BMSPL Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. So just one question. If you could please give us some clarity on what are your plans for a potential fundraising in the future or as of now?
Sure. So a lot of things are being worked right now as we speak, and that's the reason I said that you'll hear about the strategic initiatives by the end of this month. We outlined it in the outcome of the board meeting as well yesterday that the board deliberated on the options that were put in front of the board. So we're very hopeful that by the end of this month there'll be something definitive that we can disclose to all investors through an exchange filing. Obviously, we'll have to have a board meeting related to that. So you should hear about that soon.
Okay. Thank you so much and best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Ravi Kumar Satija, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
Sir, can you compare with Hindi?
Hindi.
Sir, मैं आपकी कंपनी का शेयरहोल्डर हूँ पर मैं मेरा सवाल ये था कि लास्ट मंथ मैंने आपकी कंपनी सेक्रेटरी को 3-4 बार फोन किया कुछ क्वेरी जानने के लिए तो मुझे कोई रिवॉर्ड नहीं मिलता आपके यहाँ से तो मैं ये पूछना चाह रहा था कि इन्वेस्टर के साथ ऐसा होना चाहिए क्या कि अगर कोई इन्वेस्टर कुछ क्वेरी करना चाहे तो आपके यहाँ कॉल उठाता नहीं और कॉल उठाते हैं तो कभी कॉल बैक नहीं करते कभी कंपनी से कैसे से कुछ बात करनी या कुछ क्वेरी लेनी हो मतलब ऐसा कैसे कंपनी चलती है सर लिस्टेड कंपनी ऐसे तो नहीं चलती का कि इन्वेस्टर को आप अटेंड ही ना करें
सर आपके जो क्वेश्चन है आपको हमारे कॉल सेंटर में भी फोन कर सकते हैं आप कंपनी सेक्रेटरी को
नहीं उठाते हैं अभी सोनल शर्मा मैडम को नहीं उठाते सर, मैं तो कई बार फोन किया हूँ, आज मीटिंग में है, आज इधर है, आज उधर है, मैं कम से कम 5 से 7 बार फोन किया हूँ। पर मतलब ऐसा करने से तो हमारा तो कॉन्फिडेंस वसी कंपनी में लूज हो गया है सर, क्योंकि हमारे पैसे वसी टूट गए हैं पूरे, क्योंकि कंपनी से मतलब जिस जिस रेट पे आपने प्राइवेट प्लेसमेंट किया वहां से पूरे शेयर की सत्यानाश हो गई है और कोई आपके यहाँ से क्लैरिफिकेशन आता नहीं है कि क्या हुआ क्या नहीं हुआ, इन्वेस्टर को आपने उन्हें ऐसे ही छोड़ दिया है। तो ये ऐसा कंपनी ऐसे लिस्टेड कंपनियां चलती हैं क्या सर?
सर आप प्लीज ईमेल भेज दीजिए, जो भी आपके क्वेश्चन है वो सब सवाल।
अरे सर आपका ईमेल आईडी हो चाहे फोन पे, जब फोन पे रिप्लाई नहीं देते तो ईमेल में क्या है आप लोग रिप्लाई देंगे सर? मैं तो क्लियर बोल रहा हूँ ना, मैंने 5 बार फोन किया तो ऐसे ही आप लोग चलाएंगे तो हमको तो मतलब आप सोचिए ना इन्वेस्टर के मन में क्या बिक्री होगी कि भाई जब कंपनी सेक्रेटरी आपका मतलब कंपनी सेक्रेटरी कोई रिप्लाई नहीं देते कि इन्वेस्टर से बात करना भी जरूरी नहीं समझते, तो इतनी बड़ी कंपनी को नहीं है ना सर आप लोग की कि इन्वेस्टर को उठा के फोन भी ना करें।
नहीं सर आप
समझिए, मैं आप एक बार समझिएगा, मैं भी बहुत पुराना इन्वेस्टर हूँ, इक्विटी का 30 ईयर्स हो गए, जब मेरे में इतनी फ्रस्ट्रेशन है तो आप सोच लीजिए कि आपके यहाँ बिहेव कैसा होगा। हमको तो कोई दिक्कत नहीं सर कि जो लॉस प्रॉफिट तो अपनी जगह है, लेकिन एटलीस्ट आप इन्वेस्टर को अटेंड तो करो, सुपारिश शॉर्ट आउट तो करो कि क्या है क्या नहीं है।
सर कोई इशू नहीं, आप प्लीज मुझे डायरेक्टली फोन कर लीजिए, कोई इशू नहीं, जो भी आपके सवाल है सब
सर आपके यहाँ जब आप कंपनी से करते फोन उन लोग ट्रांसफर नहीं देते तो आपसे क्या बात होगी ये बताइए
सर। बट
मैं तो मतलब आपकी कंपनी से बहुत, मैंने अपने लाइफ केरियर में इतना वर्स्ट वो कंपनी का कंपनी सेक्रेटरी और टीम कहीं नहीं देखा, मैं फ्रेंकली बोल रहा हूँ आपको, आपकी कॉन्फ्रेंस कॉल में मैंने इतना वर्स्ट कभी नहीं देखा, 30 साल के केरियर की बात कर रहा हूँ, इक्विटी में 30 ईयर्स हो गए है कि आप कंपनी मतलब इन्वेस्टर को रिप्लाई देने के लिए उनके पास होनी है, ऐसा नहीं होता है सर।
उनके तरफ से मैम माफी मांगता हूँ, आप प्लीज मुझे फोन कर लीजिए, कोई इशू नहीं, जो भी आपके सवाल है मैं सब जवाब दे दूंगा सर, नो प्रॉब्लम।
नहीं सर अभी तो सर मैंने आपको बता दिया, आगे कंपनी का क्या फ्यूचर है सर ये बताइए, क्या आप लोगों की प्लानिंग क्या, जो आपने वो लाइसेंस भी लिया है जो आपका म्यूचुअल फंड उसका आईडा का, उसका क्या प्लानिंग है सर अपने?
सर जो कंपनी के स्ट्रेटेजिक इनिशिएटिव्स के थ्रू हम काम कर रहे हैं, जैसे मैंने बोला द बोर्ड डिलिब्रेटेड ऑन, बोर्ड ने उसके ऊपर कल डिस्कशन की थी, जो भी आना है एंड ऑफ दिस मंथ तक हम आपको बोल देंगे कि कंपनी का क्या है इन टर्म्स ऑफ इक्विटी रेजिंग, इन टर्म्स ऑफ स्ट्रेटेजिक इनिशिएटिव सब आ जाएगा। इस कॉल पे मैं अभी सर इतना ही बोल सकता हूँ, जो इड्डा का लाइसेंस आप पूछ रहे हैं वो कॉर्पोरेट एजेंसी लाइसेंस है, वो लाइसेंस के लिए हमने अप्लाई किया है अभी, अब तक हमें उनसे कुछ वापस नहीं आया है, जैसे हमें कुछ वापस आता है हम सब इन्वेस्टर्स को इत्तला कर देंगे, बट राइट नाउ हमने सिर्फ वो कॉर्पोरेट एजेंसी लाइसेंस के लिए अप्लाई किया है।
थैंक यू वेरी मच, सॉरी टू इंटरप्ट, मे वी रिक्वेस्ट मिस्टर रवि कुमार टू प्लीज रीजॉइन द क्यू एंड टेक दिस क्वेश्चंस ऑफलाइन, थैंक यू। द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ अनिकेत रेडकर, एन इंडिविजुअल इन्वेस्टर, प्लीज गो अहेड।
गुड आफ्टरनून सर एंड थैंक यू फॉर द अपॉर्चुनिटी।
Good afternoon.
Sir, I just wanted to understand the overall performance, what were the primary revenue and profit drivers during this period?
So the primary revenue driver was interest income. Interest income is derived from the loans that we make out to the customers, and that is from the three products that we do, which is gold loan product, the non-gold loan product, which is the MSME business loan product, and the income generating three-wheeler electric vehicle e-rickshaw product, which is green finance. So the revenue was about 49 crores in the quarter, and in terms of profit, as you would have seen, we declared a profit of about 12 million rupees, which is up modestly quarter over quarter, but down year over year, given the fact that disbursements have declined in the quarter, and the disbursement decline has largely been due to a tighter liquidity environment, and also for certain amount of noise in the MSME space.
Okay, got it. And sir, can you throw some light on our company's loan book growth this quarter?
So,
segment has performed.
Yeah, so the loan book growth for the December quarter, year over year, the gold loan book went up 27%, and and overall year-over-year growth was 35% in the AUM. Quarter-over-quarter, the book declined by about 5%, which was led by 11% decline in the gold loan book and 8% in all the other segments decline.
Okay, okay. And sir, the current loan book, can it give us the composition in terms of the secured and the unsecured loan?
Yeah, sure. So 61% of the book is backed by gold loans, 33% is in MSME business loans. In this 33%, roughly about 14% of the 33% is backed by a first loss default guarantee. And then the balance 5% of the loans are green finance, which are secured loans as well. So 61 plus 5, which is 66, is directly secured. In the MSME business loan segment, which is 33% of the book, roughly about 40% of that 33% is secured by a first loss default guarantee.
Okay, okay. Got it. And sir, just one last question. Current presence across different regions. So what is our current presence across different regions? So is there any expansion plan into the tier 2 and tier 3 cities?
So our presence is predominantly in tier 2 and tier 3 cities. Our largest geography is Maharashtra, followed by Gujarat, Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Delhi, NCR, and Goa. More than 85% of our branches are in Tier 2, Tier 3, and Tier 4 locations. We have very few locations in prime urban areas in Tier 1 cities.
Okay. Got it, sir. Thank you so much, sir, and all the best for the future.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Utkarsh from D Street Broking. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Am I audible?
Yes.
So, sir, I just had one question. Like, we operate in the loan as a service partnerships. So, can you explain the dynamics, cost dynamics, like how much we pay, how much we earn a bit?
So, the way a loan lending as a service program works is you tie up with a much larger lender in a co-lending program. They usually put in 80% of the capital, while we as a minority capital provider put in 20%. But we do the entire sourcing, servicing, collection on the loan. And the front face for the customer is us, who usually walks into our branches. And on the 80% capital, there is a hurdle rate that is provided to the customer. Anything that can get charged to a customer over and above the hurdle rate is what we get to keep for all the collection, sourcing, and servicing efforts that we do on the customer. And on our 20% contribution, we make the entire yield that we charge the customer.
For example, if like the partner is charging 12%, so if you charge 13%, that's the only income that we're going to get.
So the income that we'll get, if we can charge the customer 13% and we have to pay the partner 12% on the 80%, we'll get to keep the 1%, plus on our 20%, we'll get to keep the entire 13% that we charge the customer.
And the cost incurred with for collection, for like employee cost, that's in the 1%.
Yeah, so that's a number that, you know, hypothetically you've thrown out. Obviously,
based
on, you know, the viability of the business, because there's obviously a cost to do all those functions and to serve as a front face for the customer.
Can you just give a ballpark figure, like what's the percentage, average percentage?
So for the gold loan product, it's usually between 10 and 11%.
10 and 11%. So why, like, not reflected in the numbers then?
Sorry, it's part of the interest income and the non-interest income both.
Okay. And TrueCap as a, like, if we exclude the LA as your program, so as a TrueCap, how is it doing? So, like, how many of your branches are profitable, or like what's their growth, anything on that?
So LAS is part of TrueCap. It's not that LAS is separate from TrueCap. So whatever happens at TrueCap, LAS is part of what we are doing at TrueCap. Whatever we do in every branch also is part of what we do consolidated at TrueCap. So there may be a certain branch that does not do lending as a service, because there may be a there may not be a product fit in that particular branch, or there may be a particular partner who doesn't want to do business in that particular region or geography. But there's nothing segregated that LAS is separate and TrueCap is separate. Everything is one entity. So whatever we are doing in LAS is reflected in what TrueCap is doing.
Okay, thank you. And so, like you said, the other investors, JQ, your board is going to meet and like plan an initiative for further growth. But can you guide us like how it's going to got further?
So I can guide you on when we have something definitive. The board deliberated on the options that were placed in front of us, which happened yesterday. Obviously, the board needs certain time and certain other documents, legal framework, etc., needs to be put in front of TrueCap as well from the potential investors before we can come, before the board can deliberate on it in definitive and then come to the investors with an outcome. So our view is that should happen before the end of this month. I can only tell you more specifics once the board has approved a certain decision, and then it can be
Yes, stock exchanges. Yes, correct. Thank you, sir. All the best.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Aditya Shah from Meteor Wealth. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. So I just have two broad-based questions. One is that, sir, where do you see your company for the next 5 years aligned with the industry? If you can share some margins on that, it would be great. And my second question is, in your green financing segment, can you share some little more details from now to the 2030? How is this segment going to grow? How are you going to reach for the extra market cap? And what margins, what revenues do you see in the coming time?
So that will all be part of a detailed business plan that we put out post the board outcome, which, as I mentioned to you, should happen before the end of this month. In terms of your specific on point number two, which is on the green finance space, in the non-gold portion of the book, which today is 39% of the book, the unsecured component has come down, while the green financing secured component has gone up, which today is about 5%. You will continue to see this number go up. And the unsecured component come down as a percentage of the incremental growth. On your first question in terms of where we are relative to the industry over the next 5 years, I think, 5 years is a very long time. The NBFC space in itself is a fairly cyclical space, but needless to say, in terms of specifically you asked a question on margins, our net interest margin has come up to about 8.7% in the last quarter. And it's gone up for 3 consecutive quarters. It was a big pain point for us in fiscal 23 and 24. It has now hopefully stabilized, and we expect the net interest margin, which we've always said is on a sustainable basis, the net interest margin is usually between 7.5% to 9% is what a sustainable NIM is.
And that can, going forward, you can maintain that?
We feel we can maintain, like I said, sustainable levels. See, quarter to quarter, there may be cyclicality. But sustainable level on a year over year basis, usually 7.5% to 9%. Obviously, we would like to be between the 8% to 9% band, closer towards 8.5% to 9%. But again, that depends on several, macro variants and not just micro initiatives undertaken by the company. But what we would like to maintain is between 8% to 9%.
Okay, so all right. Okay. Thank you, and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Gauri, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question. My question was regarding our disbursements. So you have mentioned in our presentation that they are lowering. So may I get any kind of quantum, like at what number it will be? Because last year it was 563, if I'm not wrong. And this year, how much you think it will be?
So for the first 9 months of the year, disbursements have been flattish relative to where disbursements were for the 9 months ended fiscal 2024. I cannot give you guidance right now as to where it would be for this current quarter, but in general, the liquidity environment overall for NBFCs is tighter, which is contributing to lower disbursements for us.
So it will be in the similar range, if that's what I can expect?
Ma'am, for the 9 months of first 9 months it was flat relative to last year. I cannot give you guidance on what it will be in this quarter.
Okay, okay. And about co-lending, how much is your percentage, which is like of your AUM?
45.
Okay, okay. thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Utkarsh from Lee Street Broking. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. It's Utkarsh again. Sir, can you just define a moat, like what differentiates us from like our competitors in this space?
Yeah, I think, you know, the space is very competitive. It's hard to pinpoint what exactly someone does different from the rest, but I think the one area that we like to focus on is the service for the customer. The customer service experience, while it's very easy to say, it's very hard to do. And given the fact that we've lent to over 4 lakh customers over the course of the last 6 years with an active customer base of almost 93,000 customers, I think one of the things which is, you know, something that we've done well, I don't know whether I can call it a moat or a differentiator, but something that we've done well is good customer service.
All right, all right. Thank you, sir. That's all.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sana M, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So my question is, what are the strategies being implemented to enhance brand visibility and strengthen our customer engagement?
For us, our brand visibility and customer engagement, we truly believe our brand ambassadors are our team members themselves. So we have several initiatives in branches where one was initiated 2 years back where the brand ambassadors were people who performed really well in the branches itself. So your employees, your team members are your biggest brand builders in our mind. How they treat a customer and the repeat value and the repeat value and also, you know, the word of mouth publicity is the biggest brand builder for us in our mind. We have no plans right now to go and hire a branding expert or someone who can, you know, be a brand ambassador for the company. For us, we truly believe at this point in time, given our size and scale, and also going forward for the near term, the biggest brand ambassadors for us will be our people themselves.
Okay, and just one more question. How do digital leading platform and fintech collaborations contribute to your business strategy?
Ma'am, we are not doing much on collaborating with digital lenders. That is not an area of focus for us. We are more of, obviously we are a digital player in the way of, we have a physical presence and we have a digital platform that helps our branch people largely and the team members, etc., in terms of the loan application process along with the customer. But we're not an end-to-end digital lender that will disperse without a personal discussion with the borrower for any of the products.
Okay, sir. Okay. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Neha Jain. And
aapna call hold by thevla hai.
As the person has placed the call on hold, we'll move to the next question, which is from the line of Prakash Sharma, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Prakash Sharma, please go ahead with a question. Your line is unmuted. Prakash Sharma, we request you to please go ahead with a question. As there is no response, we'll move to the next question, which is from the line of Rohan Mehta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Just a couple of queries. This loan management system that we are running, the technology, is it developed in-house or has it been outsourced or developed from a third party?
No, it's developed by a third party because they have the developers, coders, etc. But we have a tech team that helps them with everything that needs to get developed in terms of modifications, customizations, etc.
Okay, okay, sir. So we were curious whether the servers and the system lies within our premises, or is there any risk in terms of data privacy or data security if all the technology is residing on outside servers?
No, but it resides in the servers, etc., reside on our premises. So there's no risk related to that. It's literally in our corporate HO over here in Andheri.
I see. Okay. So the developers per se wouldn't have any access into it?
No.
Understood. And sir, the recent 40 crores that we raised, if you could shed some light on the utilization of that, where all it has been utilized, how much of it has been utilized, and the plans in that aspect?
Which 40 crores are you talking about? Are you talking about the debt?
Through the impact investor that we raised 40
crores? So that was in the month of December. So that gets deployed in lending. So that is part of a debt agreement that we have, which is used for onward lending to MSME borrowers.
Got it. Understood, sir. And sir, in our disbursement levels in the third quarter, what would be the average rate of gold, and what kind of LTV levels did we provide? If you could shed some light on that.
So average LTV was about 70%, and the gold levels also. I mean, gold prices have been going up, but we use the average of the last 30 days in terms of disbursement for this thing. But one of the other things also is, as gold prices go higher, which we mentioned on previous calls as well, you know, we get a little nervous with disbursing larger amounts, just given the fact that you expose yourself to the risk of gold prices then going down and breaching the LTV. So that is something to be cautious about, but that is us as a company. I'm sure many of the others do that as well. But the average LTV was about 70%.
Okay. Understood, sir. And sir, just touching upon the unit economics of the branch that wherein we are doing gold or MSME and green financing, how many of our branches would have completed, especially those that have completed more than 2-3 years? If you could, you know, talk about that a little bit, the unit economics there.
Yeah, so in the branches that have usually been active for about 2 to 2.5 years, the average AUM over there in the branch is north of about 6.5 crores. And that's when, you know, usually when you cross about a four and a half to five crore threshold is when the branch really starts to make good money. Prior to that, it's largely about a branch breaking even. So, you know, today we have of the 123 branches, about 78 branches have broken even.
Okay. And our total branch count as of for the 9 months would be?
123.
Right, sir. And, sir, in terms of talking about green financing, since it's been picking up quite well, what do you see as our potential addressable market, and what kind of growth triggers do you expect in green financing?
Yeah, so, see, we are a very small player. Yeah. We are not going to chase market share. Honestly, for us to talk about market share also as a company is somewhat irrelevant just because we are a very small player. The space is fairly big. Now, how big can the space become in the entire infrastructure of green financing? That is debatable, but it's a fairly large space. I think it's still in its early stages. So, you know, whether you're funding a retail customer, whether you're funding for solar projects, whether you're funding for many other things within the green finance space, it's something that we've done over the course of the last 15 to 18 months, and we feel confident now on, you know, taking it a step further and expanding on that space first, but not getting into too many different verticals right now. So we are in one vertical within green finance. We will continue to expand the product as we get bigger, but we are too small to talk about market share or grabbing X percentage of market share. For us, what matters the most, very candidly, is about how profitably we can grow in this product so that it can become scalable for us over a period of time.
Fair enough, sir, and all the best on that front. Sir, just to conclude, fees and commission revenue, if you can give some, light on that, since it's been on the decline lately.
Sir, expect that to be subdued only. We don't have the VC relationship, which was the large contributor towards that was the VC relationship that we had in gold. Now we don't have that because for a VC relationship and gold, the gold will have to be kept with a partner, which is very cumbersome for us to do. So we have co-lending relationships in gold, but the VC relationship had got stopped from the previous quarter itself, which is a big reason for why the decline was there in fee income.
Okay, sir. And are we going to expect any, headwinds in the MSME credit environment?
I think a lot has been written about headwinds in the MSME credit environment over the course of the last two quarters.
I mean, our view is that, you know, even this quarter, it's not going to be, I mean, September for us specifically, I won't comment about the rest of the industry. For us, September was a tough quarter for sure. December turned out to be a better quarter in terms of the MSME space, where you can see it's evident in the slippages and the recoveries number. Both of them were much better relative to the September quarter. So we're hopeful that this quarter turns out to be, you know, very similar to December, if not slightly better. And we'll continue to build from there. From a macro standpoint, it's not that it's, you know, going to get over immediately. It's a matter of time. These are cyclical, these are cyclical businesses. You go through a cyclicality once every 4 to 5 years. It's part and parcel of the business.
Fair enough, sir. Thank you so much for addressing our queries and all the best, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prakash Sharma, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thank you for taking my question. My first question is, like, what has been the total borrowing done in this quarter?
In the previous quarter, I'll get back to the exact amount. I don't have the number handy in terms of how much we borrowed, but it was close to about, roughly it was up between 60 to 70 crores.
Okay. And so, you know, how much of our debt that we have raised so far is up for renewal in FY26/27?
If you don't mind, we'll say I don't have that number handy as to how much is maturing in 26 and 27. I think it is if you can send us an email or you can call us directly, I'll get you the exact numbers. I think it's about 210 or 212 crores, which is in fiscal 26. And fiscal 27 is about 140-odd crores.
Okay, sir. And, sir, can you help me with the, you know, cost of funds for this quarter? And, you know, as the repo rate has dropped a bit by 25 basis points, so what would be our, you know, cost of funds in future?
So for us, there's been no impact on the repo rate decline so far. I think the macro environment right now, you know, at least for lenders who are lending to the MSME space or smaller NBFCs, I don't think much has percolated down to us or to some of the others in terms of the decline of 25 basis points on the repo rate.
Okay. Okay, sir. And, sir, my next question is regarding the green financing. So, from the from the disbursement in this quarter, you know, the share from green financing has picked up strongly. So can you tell me, like, understanding of how business is being originated here and what is the potential addressable market?
So, again, we're too small to talk about, you know, how much market share we want over there. The addressable market is fairly large. For us, it's become 5% of AUM, but please remember that, you know, this is a business of scale. So it's not that suddenly in one quarter it's gone to 5%. We've been doing it for the last 5 quarters now. And we've slowly built it up. So when we started in the first quarter of this business, which was about 4 quarters back, we started with a monthly disbursement of close to about 50 to 60 lakhs, which is a fairly small number in the overall context of the disbursements we were doing at that point in time. It was less than 1%. Now that number has gone up over the last 5 quarters from 50 to 60 lakhs a month to about 8 to 9 crores, and 1 month was also 10 crores. So we're doing it in, you know, a calibrated manner, and it's been something that we've built over the course of the last 15 months. So it's not something that just suddenly one quarter we decided that, you know, we want to get into this space and we want to, you know, ramp up disbursements. It's something that's built over a period of time because you've got to build that pipeline, you've got to build partnerships with the OEM, partnerships with dealers, etc. So it's a long process. Going forward, we expect, you know, steady growth in this segment. Nothing that we will go all out or do something in this space which will be outsized compared to what we've done in the past.
Okay. So, and what would be the growth levers around green financing?
So there's a good amount of growth in the green financing space, be it for three-wheeler EV rickshaws, be it for solar projects, be it for many of the others, whether it is battery swap, battery infrastructure, etc. like I mentioned to you, we are only in one vertical right now. Obviously, there is, you know, some thought into what we can do in other verticals. But at this point in time, there's only one vertical that we are growing in the green finance space.
Okay, sir. So, and my last question is around our new-to-credit borrowers. So, you know, our NTC borrowers have largely come off from around 28,000 customers to about 21,000. So, you know, it indicates like a... So, can you help me understand the strategy here? Like, will it be lower risk, high-value ticket customer, or what is it?
No, it's also because the disbursement number has come down, right? So, when you have a larger disbursement number, you have a larger count in terms of the number of borrowers you're funding as well. So, it's not that our focus has moved away from not funding new-to-credit customers, but it's largely because the disbursement count has come down in the quarter.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you. That's
Thank
it
you.
For my time.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you for joining this call. We look forward to talking to everyone soon. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of TrueCap Finance Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.